From Acts 3, Peter heals at the beautiful gate, not silver or gold, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke tells us a wonderful story of how the disciples were able to continue healing after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. This story begins by describing a person who has lost all hope but has faith in a system that provides food and money. This person isn't asking of Peter or John anything more than any other person that came near. As a matter of fact, this solicitor of silver and gold doesn't even look up as the requests go out. But because of the insistent demand of Peter, the paralytic turns and looks at Peter and John, expecting what was requested. Alms for the poor, or give me money so I can survive another day. Help me with whatever you have so I might live. Peter's response is not what the beggar was expecting, but was a greater gift than anyone could have imagined from a fisherman. Peter tells the man, "We have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I will give to you." Peter offers what he has in fulfillment of the request from a beggar. Peter heals the person in the name of Jesus Christ, taking him by the hand, lifting him into a new life that will bring joy and a feeling of self-worth. The healing comes to a crippled person without hope, in a desperate situation, dependent on others just to get to a place of survival. This person was alone and desperate. The hope of walking was not even part of his imagination up to this point. It was Peter and John who changed the way the person thought about himself. It was the process of sharing the name of Jesus Christ that gave him the ability to walk on his own. Not only walk, but jump and praise God, giving glory to God for his healing. Peter and John do not take credit for the healing, but they share the good news of Jesus in a way that the Holy Spirit has blessed them. We are in a state of aloneness, and sometimes we may feel the loss of hope. Will this COVID-19 threat stop me from praising God? By no means is that possible. Will our current situation come to an end so we can come together again? By all means, yes. We can and are together now and again in the near future. We are together now as we share the scriptures using the radio. We will be together again face to face when the stay-home order is lifted and we join together in our churches and restaurants and on the streets of our communities. We will be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, who brings healing to us individually and to our community and country. The feeling of being paralyzed by the virus that surrounds us today is no different from the man in our story. Our inability to go out in public is decided by others telling us it isn't safe. We still feel paralyzed even though we can stand up and walk. We are paralyzed in fear of an unseen evil that controls our actions. It is God who gave the paralytic, from our story, hope. It is God who gives us hope as Easter people. We know that God must come to us at a time when we need God most. It is in our struggles we endure that make us stronger. It is in our paralyzed state that can bring us to a closer connection with the one who gives us life. God came to a world that was dead and gave it life. God saw creation falling into the grips of sin that separated God's love from creation. And God said, "That is enough." God knows we cannot do anything without God's self. We will hold on to the hope that comes from the least expected places. We will hold on to the cross that takes away our brokenness. We will hold on to the image of an empty tomb that gives us life. It is in the words of Peter as he heals the paralytic, "In the name of Jesus Christ, we will be healed of our fear. We can find hope in Christ because God has opened the gate of salvation to us in Jesus Christ. We will bring healing to a community in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and walk. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Lord, your followers gave to your children something more powerful and more valuable than riches. They gave healing and hope. Bring healing and hope into our world and show us evidence of your presence in our lives. Open again for us the gate of salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.